You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just what was that experience like? How do you put it into words?
Insane. I mean, that's everything I've ever dreamed of as a kid growing up. And to see it unfold like that, it's insane. Like, that's the only word I can really describe it as.
How much does getting 12 runs in the first two innings help maybe ease your nerves a little bit?
You know, I'm never really going to complain about run support, and that was insane. But no, it just made pitching easier on my part.
How would you describe your performance?
I'm happy with it, all things considered, but I do think there's work to be done just moving forward, and excited for that. So, but I'm really enjoying the moment.
How difficult were those kind of layoffs between before the second and third innings? I think it's 24 and 27 minutes between.
I've definitely done that before, so it wasn't that bad. I just went back into old routines.
Did you feel the crowd behind you, especially in that last inning, trying to get you to the finish line?
Yeah, that last pitch, I don't even think I remember. Everything got a blur after, and it was when I was like, I really couldn't hear myself talk, which is a new one. But that was fans are amazing. So,
what was the feeling as you were walking to the dugout after that fifth inning?
I couldn't really feel my feet, but again, everything I've ever dreamed of. So.
Just inside the dugout, up, what did Mendy say to you after that inning? Obviously, you weren't going to go back out. He had 97 pitches. What did he say to you?
The only thing I remember is good job. And then, again, everything after that, just blur. So just still trying to recollect that right now.
Did you have the sense facing Hicks that was going to be your last batter regardless?
I wasn't really focusing on that. It was just more pitch to pitch.
Was there an obvious sense to you facing major league hitters opposed to minor league hitters in terms of the way they reacted to your pitches?
I'll say it. It's different, but I feel like sure their approaches change, and that's not going to change how I try to attack them. And it was a really cool challenge. So
I'm when you made your pitches, you felt like you got results the way you're looking again.
At times, but I think I was really excited for the moment. So.
Carlos told us you're going to get another start up here. Just what's your kind of reaction to that, and how are you looking at this opportunity?
Sweet. take it one day at a time, but that's awesome here. So.
Joey, you said you have stuff to work on. What do you think you have to work on before you have that next start?
I just think some execution things. I think there are some counts that I would stretched out, especially in the second, I think, and especially the last inning, too. And after that, just keep it pretty simple and keep doing what I'm doing.
At what point this year did you start thinking that maybe you could be in the big leagues this year and contribute to better race?
I say this a lot. I was just really focused on being where my feet are. I think that was the mentality I stuck to, and I wasn't really worried about opportunities. Just try to play my game, and I'm really grateful for this. So,
what did you keep from this game, souvenir-wise?
Guys got me a lot of things. I think I got my first strikeout, first pitch, and then they got me a ticket, which my dad's going to probably be really, really excited about. So,
Mendy mentioned that your curveball was his most, he was most impressed by your curveball tonight. When did that become such a big pitch for you, and just how did you develop it, and how did you feel about it tonight?
I've always had it. It's the first off speed I ever learned, and just finding opportunities to use it today was huge, especially at times when my other pitches weren't there.
And also just before the game, every time they showed you on the big screen there, the fans would go crazy. Just what was your feeling before the start, as you were going out on the field and warming up and everything like that?
Felt pretty like a normal day. I did take a second just to take it all in. Everyone always recommends that, and just treat it with a big smile on my face.
What about your parents? Did you have what other friends and family did you have here?
My girlfriend, my grandfather, aunt, uncle, parents, my girlfriend's mom, and my agent.
How did you decide on Nickelback?
I took so long to try and find that in 23, and then I heard that song when it came across my playlist randomly, and I was like, yep, that's it. And it's stuck ever since.
Less than 3 weeks ago, Johnny, you were pitching your final Double-A start in a Toy Story jersey. Now you're here on a Friday night in New York in front of a sellout. You're in your first major league win. What do you make of all this right now?
You know, Matt, the Toy Story jerseys are always going to have a strong place in my heart. But Friday night blacks were electric.
Were you able to find your family in the crowd when you were on the mound?
Didn't. And then I asked Nimmo, and he said, what's up? I was like, I just have no idea where my family are. And any, point them out for me.
Any kind of little moments that will kind of always resonate with you from this day?
Not being able to hear myself think was new. But I think the entire moment, just going to sit there and really sleep. Great. Got my necessary sleep, woke up, and just started my day like another day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.